suffering can actually become a gift in the hands of God. Most people, we get and we understand rejoicing in blessings, but few people understand rejoicing in suffering. And yet Paul writes, we rejoice in our sufferings. How can he say that? Well, he can say that because he knows God is doing something deeper than we can see. The word Paul uses for suffering, it carries the idea of pressure, the crushing pressure that comes from living in a fallen world and often from faithfully following Christ. And some of you know that pressure, whether it be a marriage struggle or a health crisis, a child making destructive choices, a workplace that's hostile to your faith. The pressure is real. Paul's not minimizing it, but he is reminding us that God wastes nothing. Suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. God uses pressure to shape his people. Just as a blacksmith uses heat to strengthen steel, God uses trials to strengthen faith. So the goal is not merely surviving the trial. The goal is Christ-likeness. Sometimes the greatest work God is doing in your life is not around you, but it's within you. And one day, you will look back and you'll see that God was accomplishing far more through the pressure than you realized. So what pressure are you facing that God may be using to deepen your faith? You can pray this prayer with me today. Father, help me trust your purpose, even in seasons of pressure and suffering. Here's two peoples that you can pray for, Joshua and Megan Feary and their family, our missionaries in Zambia. And also pray for the Tree Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Ghana.